It all starts with an invitation to experience Lexus. To start the ignition. To feel confident. To be connected to everything. It starts as an invitation to drive a Lexus vehicle. But it becomes a dynamic experience. The Invitation to Lexus sales event. Your invitation is always open. But the offers only last through March 31st. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the new and improved late night-ish. We're going to call this show the late night-ish, Fenton, since it's you and I. It is 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. And let's be honest, everything is closed in the United States, basically in most states at this point. So this is late night, baby. You ain't at a bar. You at the house. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. And welcome to those not so special unemployment checks, and welcome to Shooting the Sports-ish Late Night Fantasy Edition.
Motherfucker, listen, this is why, like, the unemployment checks, you guys, whatever your unemployment check is, right, like, if you have it, it's time to start, like, playing some daily fantasy football, and we'll get to our takes on things here in just a minute. Yep. On the other side of the bumper here. All right, we're going to talk about, of course, daily fantasy football here. Talk about DraftKings and FanDuel. The last couple times we did this show together, Fenton and I, we did not like, I did not actually enjoy doing the, I didn't enjoy doing DraftKings because they had banned me. They have now unbanned me. And then I won, like, I proceeded to win $28 this weekend, which is not great.
I think the important thing to tell everyone out there, though, Tony, why were you banned?
I don't know. I would love
to tell you. That's a concern.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm a little afraid that, like, somebody else, like, got into my account and that's what had happened. But I'm,
so what happened was,
but without further ado, let's get in this, guys. Subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. Let's go into the games here. We're going to go position by position here. And I got to pull my stuff up. Oh, damn it, Anthony, what's wrong with you? Let's talk about the FanDuel first. Quarterbacks is where we're going to start. Quarterback is very different between the two. I don't know if you've seen that, but the quarterback position is extremely different price-wise between the two. And DraftKings, you have Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert at 1-2-3. You have 1-2-3, the same quarterbacks, but you're seeing Aaron Rodgers at 1, Herbert at 2, Lamar Jackson at 3. So I mean, let's just talk through your quarterbacks, man. Is there anybody, any of these games, you see the games up here, there are some favorable matchups. Is there anybody that is just popping out at you that you think is a must start in lineups this week?
Not from those top three, not at all. I wouldn't touch Aaron Rodgers this week. Indy recently was able to shut down running backs consistently. And if they shut down Aaron Jones, we know what Rodgers will look like. I don't like that game at all, especially at $9,000. Surprisingly, though, I understand the Jets are not good. And when we say not good, I'm sorry. I understand the Jets are trash. But I can't do Justin at 8,500 either.
Mm-mm.
Lamar's shown me nothing at 8,400 in the last few starts. Sorry. It's a reality. Yeah. Drew Brees may play or he may be on his deathbed. Who knows? I mean, time will tell. It's a day-by-day thing.
Drew Brees is probably out. He has a collapsed lung and he's fucked up. He's probably not playing.
No, he definitely probably isn't playing, but it's Drew Brees, so I don't know. He might tweet photo of his breathing treatment tonight, and I'll be ready for Sunday. the only quarterback, though, in those top five, though, is number five, Ben Roethlisberger at 8,000.
He has a nice matchup.
It's the matchup, Tony. You hit the nail on the head. It's the matchup. That Jacksonville team is terrible. Their secondary is not good. Right. It's a very good matchup. Now, if you scroll down for value per se, all right, and here's my value pick. I'm not a sleeper, just a value pick. Matthew Stafford's only 7,500 against the Carolina defense. I understand that's middle tier, except for the fact of that team really doesn't have much to play for anymore. I don't think Christian McCaffrey is going to play this week. I don't think he may play for a couple weeks. I think they've kind of mailed it in.
Yeah, Cam has a good got some good information here. That's what I thought. Breeze is out for 5 weeks minimum. So
oh, is it official now?
Yeah. So there's two quarterbacks I really like this week. None of them are in the top five. I love Deshaun Watson almost every week, but I don't like him this week against New England because I don't know if New England's defense is for real or if Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are one dimensional. There are two quarterbacks I love. Two quarterbacks I love a ton this week. I'm sorry, three. They're all very cheap. Number one. I'm playing Jameis Winston in a lineup, period. They're playing the number. They're playing one of the worst defenses in the entire NFL. That is a really nice matchup for Jameis to come in. Michael Thomas, he has not been Michael Thomas yet. They also weren't throwing the ball down the field. What is Jameis Winston going to do, whether it's right or wrong?
Throw the ball to Alvin Kamara after 8 yards is my opinion. Or you can go your route is where you're thinking and just play 500 with Michael Thomas in the end zone.
He's 100%. That's what Jameis Winston does. He plays jackpot. Don't like just because Jameis Winston wasn't a great quarterback because he turned the ball over a ton, 30 interceptions last year. He was a good fantasy quarterback. I won lots of money playing Jameis Winston last year.
I could see him having one of those games. 435, three touchdowns, two picks. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be picks, baby. There's going to be picks for sure. I like a Saints stack big time. Saints stack is easier to do because of price and cap size in FanDuel. So I like stacking Jameis Winston, Alvin Kamara at least. And if you can squeeze Michael Thomas, that is a very expensive stack, but it should be a really profitable one. Jameis Winston's just 5,900 in DraftKings, which is a really nice one. Cam asks, and they did the college football show earlier. You guys check that out. Cam asks, Derek Carr going up against Kansas City, repeat of the first time they played. There's definitely value there, but they've committed to running the ball, so I don't want to touch them. Other two I like, Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins had a good fantasy game last night. He had 19 points against the Bears defense that is good and brutal against opposing offenses. And he's playing the Dallas Cowboys. And then you also have Alex Smith. I think Alex Smith is a great start at only 6,600 in FanDuel. And Alex Smith is all the way down at 5,300 in DraftKings.
I can't commit to Alex Smith yet. Even though Cincinnati's
he's thrown for 700 yards.
I understand a lot of those were against the Detroit Lions. And those are what we call fairy dust yards. They don't count. They simply don't matter when we talk about actual stats. That's not an actual defense. You know, you like stacks. If I were to go a stack per se this week, I like Pittsburgh a lot. And we can get into the running back position just now. I'm going to give you my outside the top five. I would like to use him in my flex. I like James Conner this week versus Jacksonville a lot. I think it's time to get back on the road. I think it's time to get back on the road to success. And I also like Juju versus that Jacksonville secondary. So that'd be my stack. But walk us through the running backs.
Yeah, so I like where you went there. I actually like a couple different stacks this week, and that goes into running backs. Alex Smith is in a stack with me, no doubt. I like this week. Our top five, we have Christian McCaffrey, who is assumed to play, Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, Aaron Jones, that top five. Nick Chubb is back. Kareem Hunt still a top 10 back, even with Nick Chubb there. They were awesome last week against Houston. For a second, let's just talk about this. Remember Ezekiel Elliott?
Who?
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, the guy that wore the crop top, right?
Yes, correct.
He played at the school down south from me, right?
He, here's the deal.
He mailed it in when Dax decided to get not a contract and then hurt.
Yeah, I don't understand why he's like now, like they pay him so much money to be a barely top 20 back.
I mean, anyone out there listening can pull the stats, and I'm not going to do it to try to sound smart, okay? I want to use eyeball test. He has not looked like a top 15 back in the last 3 or 4 weeks. True or false?
No, he not in a while. No, he hasn't. Right. Right. I just wanted to bring that up. There are a few running backs I like myself. I'll let you go though. Looking at the lineups here, give me some running backs you like. You like James Conner? I don't like James Conner. I hate playing him in daily.
Normally I wouldn't like this matchup versus Baltimore. However, if I'm going to spend money this week, it's going to be on Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry has a issue where if one week he gets held up or he doesn't think he reached that performance level that he's capable of, the next week he tends to go off.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this, they're going to need him. Tennessee is going to need every bit of him versus Baltimore. I took Derrick Henry, and I don't like spending that kind of money at running back, but I did.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of money at running back, and that's a good shout, too, because Damian Harris from the New England Patriots ran all over the Ravens last week. He had 15 points last week, 22 attempts, 121 yards, and he didn't even score a touchdown, it looks like. No touchdown at all.
I'll toss you a starting running back this week that's flying under the radar as well as someone else I have on my team. Yeah. And that kind of rounds out my running backs. Lions, DeAndre Swift, playing Carolina. But again, he's going to touch the ball at least 22 times. I understand a lot of those point adjustments of salary have not hit yet once he took over the starting role, and you should probably take advantage of it.
Yep. There's another running back I think people are sleeping on, and I don't understand why his cost is so low still. So DeAndre Swift has given you at home, 14 points a game. Away, 14 points a game. That is consistency, baby. That's what you like to see in DFS. And a big boom last week, 25.9 was involved in the passing game. I mean, he's a great cheap play.
That was the first week that they committed to him. They named him the number one back. It wasn't a split situation anymore. Adrian Peterson's going to come in. He'll pound the rock. That's fine. And that's what they're using him for. That's smart. But from passing situations to blocking, Swift is the guy now in Detroit.
Yeah. And he is in DraftKings 6,400. That is a cheap running back. 6,400 in DraftKings. Where is he at price-wise in – I lost it here. Do you know what his price is in FanDuel?
Oh, I absolutely do because I absolutely have him. The FanDuel price on DeAndre Swift is
$6,400. $6,400, nice. And they are playing this weekend.
Yeah, 64 on both, yep. Mm-hmm.
That's another stack that wouldn't be bad. Stafford, Swift, and Marvin Jones Jr., that's a cheap stack.
You're 100% right, and it pains me to say that, being that if you're a Lions fan, I don't know why, and I'm sorry. But being from Detroit and knowing the fairy dust numbers that we'll see, this could be the week to see those fairies just fly across the field, the sprinkles come down, everyone wins. I'd look into it. Marvin Jones, cheap.
Yeah, we'll get there in a second. These are the guys that I like this weekend. I really like Damian Harris against the Houston Texans. He is going to run all over the place. That Houston Texans defense can't stop anybody. They almost allowed 200-yard rushers last week. Oh, they did allow 200-yard rushers last week. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of rushing yards in that game, wasn't there?
Yeah, Cam Newton's going to be a sneaky start too. Like, not to go back to quarterbacks, but Cam Newton might be a good start this weekend. He's just 6,200 in DraftKings. He's cheap, and he's going to score two touchdowns.
He will, but he's going to turn the ball over two times too.
I mean, he doesn't have the boom potential of some others. I like Antonio Gibson a lot. I like Antonio Gibson every single week. Antonio Gibson is the running back for the Washington football team. The Washington football team is a deceptively – we talked about this the other night. He is a good running back, Gibson is. The Washington football team isn't too bad. Offense has been moving up and down the field. They're just not scoring touchdowns. However, he had 22.5 points last week. He ran the ball 13 times, 45 yards, had two touchdowns. He had four targets and four receptions, 20 yards, 22.5 points, and he's been consistent too. I mean, he and Swift are the same running back, 14.9, 14.6. I love the idea of playing both Swift and Antonio Gibson almost in at least one of my lineups every week.
You can use your money so many other places. And it allows you to, if you want, to have that number one wide receiver and number eight wide receiver and number 15 to then do so. And again, when we're talking outside those top three to five running backs, there's right. a lot of very similar coming up that middle. Like they get squeezes yeah. real quick.
It does. It does real. It does really quickly. I'll go back through and we'll pick one of our lineups. I'll pick a special lineup in both DraftKings and FanDuel this week and see how these two go do. We'll start trying to track our progress here. Vince is here. He's asking about Alan Lazard and what we expect from him off IR. I will get to that in a second. Is there anyone else you want to touch on the running back this week?
I'll say this, and this is based on my thoughts and in my lineup and what I know about the Lions, not Carolina's running back situation. I don't think Christian McCaffrey's playing. I simply don't. And I don't find any reason to do. I think Carolina's done. They're just going to mail it in the rest of the year. Let McCaffrey's foot rest, because if you screw it up now, you have no Christian McCaffrey again. So why bother at this point? You're not winning a Super Bowl. With that said, Mike Davis versus the Lions is something you should probably look at, because the Lions aren't very good at stopping anything that has two legs and can carry a football.
No. That's you're right. Yeah, I definitely think that's true. Let's talk about Alan Lazard coming back for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers desperately needs a second weapon. Vince, you're 100% right. What do
or
you expect
a
from
line or defense or? But that's neither here nor
there. They have a defense. Their defense is just fine. They get out of here. Their defense is fine. What do you expect out of Alan Lazard? Any thoughts? Do you think he's going to be worth a play this weekend?
You know, I look at him in particular only for the fact that you have Scantlin and you have obviously Devontae Adams.
Right.
And then you also have, again, a healthier in Jones.
Right.
So even if he's healthy and he's playing, how many looks is he going to get? How many targets is he actually going to get? And in reality, if you look at MVS on DraftKings, for example, he's only 48. How much money are you really saving going down potentially one more step would be my question.
I don't know what he's at. Is he on here yet? Let's see. Lazard, he's 4,600. So, I mean, he's not expensive at all.
I can get MBS for $200 more, and he's their number two right now.
Sure. No, I mean, I get that. I think Alan Lazard will be good. This is a really bad matchup, though. You're talking about a matchup against an Indianapolis Colts team who is there with the Dolphins and the Steelers as maybe the best defense in the NFL. It's really tough to start him this week. If you're going to play multiple lineups, I like to play probably four or five lineups a week at minimum, depending on how much I'm willing to roll and put in my bankroll that week, or if I won last week. Hey, thank you, Fantasy Golf. My Fantasy Golf lineup was awesome. Didn't win a bunch of money, but enough to play some fantasy, some more fantasy this week and not have to make another deposit. But if my bankroll's pretty fat, I'll run like 10 lineups sometimes. It just kind of depends where I'm at. I do like the idea of playing Alan Lazard in one lineup just in case. Doing like a Packer stack, I think that it's not a terrible idea to have him.
No, I mean, with a Packers stack, if that's your commitment, and Indy goes down, that's fine.
Sure.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
That's where I'm at on wide receivers at this point. But who's your big pick for wide receiver this week?
So I like actually quite a few receivers. I think you really need to keep an eye on that Detroit-Carolina game. I think there's some plays there. I was looking around. Robbie Anderson is getting like I'm not anywhere near you where you are thinking about the Carolina Panthers. Teddy Bridgewater doesn't mail it in, period. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater can be started. I think it's the only thing that's scary about these three is you never know which one of them is going to boom. So last game, Robbie Anderson got six targets, only had 21 yards. Not a great game, but the Bucs play the Panthers so well. And it just is what it is. DJ Moore had a great game. I think you can probably play DJ Moore if you're going to play one of them. I also still like Curtis Samuel. If McCaffrey doesn't play, I think Curtis Samuel is a good start. If he does play, I still like DJ Moore. DJ Moore had 7 targets, 4 receptions, 96 yards. He's had so far this season 69 targets. He's only brought in 39 of them, which is terrifying. But right. He's scored 4 touchdowns and he's averaging 14 points a game. So his ceiling is really high. His floor is not very low.
Right. But Tony, I'll say this to you. When I say Carolina mailed it in, I don't mean the players at all. I mean the management, the system, the franchise in general. You're not going to make the playoffs without Christian McCaffrey being healthy or do damage. What's more important? I agree with you 100%. Curtis Samuel is somebody I have in both leagues this week. And it's due to the fact, again, the Lions will put coverage on the 1 and the 2 or the 1.5. And he's going to get open.
I'm okay with that. I think that's true too.
You like Juju, by the way, at 6,400. I don't want to talk too much about wide receivers, but I kind of like that a lot.
Oh, I think we have to spend time on wide receivers. This is the deepest position right now, and there are a shit ton of great players. Like, that's the thing. I can, like, let me just go through here, scroll through, and out of the top 5. Tell you, number one, if you're playing the top 5, I love Michael Thomas this week. He is worth every single one of those $7,300 this week. I think this is the week he does it. But anyway, Schuster, only 64. What? Thielen, 63. That's so cheap. I don't like Fuller at that. I like Justin Jefferson at 6,000. I love that. I love T. Higgins. I don't like T. Higgins this week. That's a tough one. I think that I also really like I like Fulgham a lot from Philly at 5,600. I mean, there's just so many plays. I like Brandon Cooks as a sneaky play at 5,200 because Stephon Gilmore won't be on him. I mean, like, this just goes on and on and on. You like Rashad Higgins, 4,500 for the Cleveland Browns. There are so many good plays. I think this is one of those weeks that you do not need to play a top 10 receiver if you don't want to, unless it is Terry McLaurin, who you need to play every single week from the Washington Redskins.
Tearing it up.
Play Gibson, play McLaurin, period. Play them both in a lineup every week. If you're not playing them in a lineup every week, you're not winning money.
They have no value respect on either daily fantasy. Like, it's crazy.
This is the first time McLaurin's been in the top 10. He's averaging 18 points a game this year.
Tony, you're a Texans fan. Okay, you talk about Cooks, right?
Yeah.
Do you find any value in Will Fuller at 6,200? It's a good matchup for him.
I actually really hate that matchup for him. Cam, we'll get to your question here in a second. I'll pop it up on the screen. I hate that matchup for him because DeAndre Hopkins had issues with Stephon Gilmore. Sort of, and if Hopkins had a little bit of trouble with Gilmore, Fuller 100% is going to have issues with him. Could he potentially blow by him and score a touchdown? Yes, but I'm not paying that much money for a maybe touchdown, maybe not. Fuller's getting a ton of targets though, and that's a big deal. 8 targets last game, brought in 5 of them. The weather was terrible, so you can't get mad at him for the yardage. But he's already had 60 targets this year, and he's brought in 41 of them. That's a pretty look for what he is as a receiver at $6,200 when I can spend not much more or even less and get some other guys like a Juju. Why would I not? And I can get Chase Claypool, Mapletron for just $100 less.
Mr. Buttersworth, damn it. We'll move forward.
Let's answer Cam's question real quick. Yeah, Number 4 in the league against the Kansas City Chiefs, who give up almost 120 yards a game. What do we think about his value? Josh Jacobs is... Why is he not on my line? I don't see
because him. He is not part of the Sunday main slate.
Ah, there you go. I forgot.
Same reason I can't find Kyler Murray or DeAndre Hopkins and go house button on both of them this week for Seattle. It doesn't work. I want to very badly.
I think it's I think it's awesome. Cameron also says if he claims DB number one, talking about Fuller, then go with Cooks, who has eight more targets than Fuller right now with DB number two. Yeah, if you're if you want to play a wide receiver from the Texans this weekend, you play Brandon Cooks. Don't touch Randall Cobb because that's fool's gold. It will not work. You'll think Randall Cobb used to be really good. Randall Cobb's not really good anymore. He once was, but really, it was just that he played with fucking Aaron Rodgers.
Really good at running routes to catch balls from Aaron Rodgers.
Let's talk about tight ends. Tight ends here. Mark Andrews sits at the top. Jonnu Smith has a rough matchup. Those two are against each other. That's a tough matchup. Hunter Henry has an awesome matchup, though. Hunter Henry has an awesome matchup at just 4,600. He's playing against the New York Jets. He's been injured, so he's a little bit of a scary play. I like your boy TJ Hockenson. I like him every single week.
I don't think TJ is a bad play because Carolina against tight ends, typically, especially in goal line situation, is not good.
No.
I will say this, for one of the first times ever, though, I like Austin Hooper a lot. He's 3,900.
Yeah.
Playing against the worst defended defense in the NFL when it comes to goal line situations. Mm-hmm. Playing against only the almost worst defense within 20-yard situations of the red zone. And I think with the amount of players going for Cleveland now, we talked about the dual back situation now, right? We talked right. about their wide receivers before. I think Hooper's going to get more open based on those players. I'm going to roll the dice for that price at 39.
I like the Hooper play, actually. I like the Hooper play a lot. He's in several of my lineups because I think he's such a good play. And he's 5,100 in draft FanDuel, which is dirt cheap, man. I mean, it's just a really good play there. We don't typically talk about defenses. Let me talk about a tight end I like. I like TJ Hockenson quite a bit. I do like Eric Ebron as a sneaky play. He got six targets last week.
Yeah, I don't like him as a person. I like the play, though. It's a smart play. Again, that Jacksonville defense, not good.
You know, there's a defense that I really like this weekend. Speaking of defense,
not the Lions, right?
No, God, no. It's the Washington football team against the Cincinnati Bengals.
You think Jumbo Joe may get his season exposed versus that front seven?
Not necessarily that. I just think that they'll be able to get enough sacks and probably enough turnovers to limit him enough to where you don't have to worry about them. Like, you don't have to worry about losing points from them playing. You might get four or five. You're not getting a great day.
Would you say a safe stat line for that game, if you played the Washington defense, would be Joe throwing two touchdowns, two picks for 210?
Yeah, I think so.
Best case scenario? Okay.
I think that's a good prediction. Two touchdowns, 210, two picks. That seems extremely reasonable.
Or
yes,
two
I like
turnovers,
that.
I should say, may sound better. Because I think they'll get a fumble off that front seven.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think that makes sense to me. Yes. Why do you ask? Where did you come up with this scenario?
I was looking at games and I think that Washington defense could be dangerously good next year.
Oh yeah, I think Washington's going to be dangerously good.
Yeah, with a better secondary, with some free agents, with some draft picks, like, I think it'd be real good. But I get worried about, as you mentioned, we were talking about rookie quarterbacks. So we go into it, and it's like, I have Miami's defense that's very expensive. And while there's a direct correlation between quarterback and defense of the same team, because of time of possession, I cannot trust that Miami defense is going to do what it needs to do to be worth that money. I simply can't. I'll scroll around. You mentioned Washington. Ready? I'm going to throw a dart against the wall and somewhere. You want to save a lot of money? I don't mind Minnesota's defense this week. I really don't.
Against the Cowboys.
Minnesota's at home.
Yeah.
Dallas doesn't care. And you're saving a boatload of money. And yes, historically not good, right? But if you're talking about winning this and saving money and spending it, I'm going to go with Minnesota out of the box for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I don't hate that. You know, another defense I like? This is crazy to say. But here's my number. Call me maybe. No, I'm just kidding. 7 points last game, right? Averaging at home. Oh, wait, sorry. Whoa, my goodness gracious. It's hard to read these. Let me go back. Fantasy points. What in the hell? Can I not see the defense's fantasy points? I like the Cleveland Browns. I can't see where they're at. Let me look at where they're at on, FanDuel. Let me see what they got over there. FanDuel gives them 6 points last game, 3 points, 7-1, 14-5, 14-4-0. You know what I don't see on that? Negative points.
Where you don't need to go off of negative points. What you need to go off of the fact that this week they're a top 10 defense that's ranked, which is great. Obviously, it's something you want to look at, right?
Right.
You also need to go against the fact they're playing Philadelphia and the ghost of Carson Wentz.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a bad play. Like, Has anyone seen Carson? Are those milk crates out yet? Missing.
I've seen his fucking tattoo sleeve. Dude, I've seen his tattoo sleeve.
He didn't do that. That's cool. Colton didn't pay him to probe dinner. Fucking, I'm done.
Vince asked, never
predicted that, by the way, folks. I would have said Carson. Yeah, he'll be great.
Oh, man. Cam says that Atlanta is going to win straight up this weekend against New Orleans. Yeah, maybe. Vince says, talk me off the Alex Smith wagon this weekend at 5,300. I'm not going to because I'm playing him in a lineup. Listen.
The question is, how many points do you want out of him? And we talked about that, right? We know that Alex Smith is not going to get you three touchdowns. We know best case scenario based on last week and him scorching that fairy defense of Detroit, that he may be able to put up 380 yards, but we also know he's only going to throw for two touchdowns.
So if he throws for 380 yards, though, okay, so 25 yards equals 1 point. So you're talking about
34-ish ceiling, right?
I mean, yeah, man, you're talking about 15 plus two touchdowns. That's
no, 20, not with 25. It's like 2 points.
I like it.
Turn.
It is.
It's a scratch off.
Like, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. So if you have Alex Smith, okay, Alex Smith threw for 325 game one. He started 390 last week. He threw in both of those games. He threw a ton of times. If I can get the freaking game log pulled up here, man. There we go. 55 times last week, 32 times the week before. He hasn't played in almost 3 years, almost died. So it makes sense that he hasn't been amazing and is a negative on touchdowns and interceptions right now.
But nobody said that, though. We respected Alex Smith. What he asked was, is it worth a look? So prove to me, based on last week, as you said, numbers, that it's worth a look.
Cincinnati's terrible on defense. That's why it's worth a look. Washington football team's defense is very good. Alex Smith is going to have the ball the majority of this game. He's going to have opportunities to throw, get up big, throw that ball to Terry McLaurin, who should be in your lineup, and maybe throw a ball to Antonio Gibson or hand it off to him, who should be in your lineup. I'm all in on a Washington football team stack. I mean, I'm all in on one of my lineups being a football team stack. I have it set up right now.
I'm going to give you a trivia question here, sir. Okay. If that Washington football team front seven takes out Jumbo Joe for any bit of time.
Yeah.
Who's the backup quarterback?
I have no idea.
Mr. Ryan Finley.
Who the fuck is Ryan Finley?
Ryan Finley was a backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers for 18 games total. He averaged 42 yards in his four rushing and passing attempts. He totaled 42 yards in his four rushing and passing attempts. We will move forward.
Yikes. We will move forward down the field. Okay, so tell me your lineup. I'll go with my DraftKings lineup first. I'll let you go yours, then I'll let you go FanDuel lineup, and then I'll go mine. My DraftKings lineup, because I like to go cheap on DraftKings. This is one of them. This is the one that I'm going to track. I'm going to hit enter right now after we're done, after I give it. Alex Smith, the quarterback, 5,300. Antonio Gibson, 5,800. DeAndre Swift at 6,400. Terry McLaurin, 6,900. Chase Claypool, I'm playing at 6,100. Marvin Jones Jr., I love that play of Marvin Jones Jr. at 5,500. Marvin Jones Jr. was so good last week. What did he have? He had last week 23.6 points. So good. 10 targets and 8 receptions. Ain't nobody coming back for the Lions, and he's got to have someone throw him.
Oh, I disagree. They think Kenny Galladay can come back this week. And in true Lions fashion, let's not worry about his future health. Let's throw him out on the field for 3 plays until he gets hurt again. That's coming.
I'm playing TJ Hockenson.
Don't get trapped.
I'm also playing Kareem Hunt. I'm playing 2 Lions, and I'm playing the Cleveland Browns defense this week against the Eagles because, God, the Eagles fucking suck.
Terrible. My FanDuel lineup this week.
Ooh, you don't have a DraftKings lineup up?
My DraftKings lineup this week consists of Matthew Stafford at $6,000. We spent some money. We got Mr. Derrick Henry in here. Obviously, your play, my play, we went with Swift here at 6,400. Yep. I took Juju 64. Curtis Samuel, I also have at 47. We went MVS as that option on Green Bay at 4,800. Austin Hooper, 3,900. James Conner sitting my flex is my boomer bust spot of my lineup. Will win me money or will break me in money. James Conner, 6,600. And in one of those, if we're going to win money or we're not, let's win a lot. I took Minnesota's defense, Dallas at Minnesota.
Okay. Minnesota's defense is a nice play. I like that. In my FanDuel lineup, I'm trying to risk it, baby. Because you don't win money if you don't get a little crazy.
That's
sometimes.
Right.
I'm going with, eating W's. I'm playing goddamn Jameis Winston this weekend, stacking him with Alvin Kamara. DeAndre Swift is in every one of my lineups. I'm playing Michael Thomas as well, playing Juju Smith-Schuster, Justin Jefferson, Austin Hooper, and I'm taking a risk on Alan Lazard, and I'm playing that Washington football team defense against the Cincinnati Bengals. Entered, ready to go. Jameis will win me money this week, and if he doesn't, I will retire from podcasting.
Oh,
I will not.
Boy.
I will not.
You
I will
are
not
relying
do that.
On Jameis Winston as your future. Did everyone hear that? All right. Anthony's GoFundMe is officially at Anthony Suter at.
Hey, motherfucker. I'm in Texas.
Hey,
we're open.
You said,
I'm an essential worker.
You said Jameis Winston is going to win you money.
He's going to win me money.
Cool. My FanDuel lineup this week, that's what we're on right now, right? Because you got me all frazzled with Jameis at this point. Jesus Christmas. Watch this. Taysom Hill's going to start at quarterback. But that's okay, because playing some fantasy leagues, you can get him.
Yeah, that's true. You can. Where can you get him? Tell me your lineup.
My lineup for DraftKings this week. I'm sorry, for FanDuel this week is Matthew Stafford, Derrick Henry, DeAndre Swift, as we talked about, Juju Smith-Schuster, Curtis Samuelson. I kind of went the same route. Went MVS, went Austin Hooper, went Connor, went the Vikings.
There you go. Yes, Cam, you have permission to laugh at me when I'm winning money from Jameis Winston eating W's over that bat. Listen, I wouldn't start him if he wasn't playing the Atlanta Falcons, just to be honest. I think he will start. Sean Payton's pretending that he's going to give Taysom Hill a chance to play, but he didn't last year. Like, nobody even knew if Teddy Bridgewater was healthy enough to play, and then he took that Saints team to 5-0. This is my thing with Jameis, and I will defend him only for this reason. Take away the fact that when he was playing for Bruce Arians, he threw a bunch of touchdowns. Bruce Arians doesn't have a Super Bowl ring for a reason, right? He got beat down by they lose to teams they shouldn't. All Bruce Arians teams do this. They lose to teams they shouldn't for
all
a reason.
All the time.
Like, he's a good coach, but there are things about him that don't work. So he wasn't the right guy to teach Jameis to not throw interceptions.
No.
You know who is sitting behind Drew Brees for 9 games? 10 games, whatever it's been that they've played, and having Sean Payton there who can say, hey, stupid, you have one of the best receivers in the league, like which he did last year with Mike Evans. But I'm telling you, man, like last week of the year, I threw a 25-cent little gamble in, stacked Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, and then like some of, I played those two. I think I played Godwin too. And I won like $400 off that quarter. I will play Jameis Winston in a lineup forever if he starts because of that, because he does have massive boom potential. He is a 40-point guy waiting to happen.
Man, the boom potential was there. Hit the breaking news. Tom's FanDuel lineup finally adjusted and didn't give me the same lineup he had for DraftKings.
Okay, well, let's hit it.
Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback, 8,000. Mike Davis at running back. DeAndre Swift at running back. Curtis Samuel, Davante Adams, Juju Smith-Schuster. And in the not available anymore, but I have it on my phone, tight end position, Taysom Hill at tight end for $4,500. Thank you, FanDuel.
I don't understand why that would happen. I don't understand how that even happens. Like, why he's a quarter. He's positionless, I suppose.
Yeah. So they have on here Jameis as the QB and then Taysom as the tight end, followed by James Conner in Minnesota because I had to fill gaps. But this is the biggest boomer bust roster I've ever put together. Like,
hey, sometimes you have to be a little risky, man. That's what you have to do. And FanDuel's the easiest to do it because their costs are so crazy and the cap space is wild. That's it, man. I think we can get on out of here. Give you guys our lineups, a little bit of breakdown. Tried to do a little different show this time. I think it flowed a little better. So if you guys like that, we'd appreciate you guys. If you could do this really cool thing, look at this graphic.
Boom.
Look at that. Subscribe. See that? See the typewriting? Because we're a website. That so you guys hot. Subscribe. It's good, right? Click on subscribe, guys, down below. Turn on alerts. I will tell you this, actually. We put out a lot of content, so you might not want to put on alerts for our YouTube channel, because that's a lot. Like, I think we went live, like Tanner went live today. Or no, not Tanner. Cam and JB went live for college football earlier. We went live now. I'm about to upload our Thrive Sports first ever video I did, which, by the way, guys, check out Thrive Sports. We are newly partnered with them. They are a completely different way to play fantasy sports. What you can do is you have player props. So that means you look at things like over under completions, over under yardage, over touchdown stuff, the fun stuff that you can bet if you are in a state where it's legal, or if you're crazy and you go to like Bovada or bet online. Bet overseas, you can do that. But this is way cooler because you can play those props. It's like a fantasy lineup. It's legal in almost every state. And if you use promo code SHOOTSPORTSISH, they will match your deposit of at least $20 up to $50, which is really cool. I actually entered a lineup earlier today. It's really neat. The payout's not as high as it is for FanDuel and DraftKings, but there are less players. I think it's a little easier to predict, and you don't have to do so much research. You don't have to watch a 45-minute podcast to do it. Like, do you think DeAndre Hopkins is going to get 90 yards against the Seattle Seahawks? You can answer that without research, right, Tom?
Tony, with Thrive Fantasy, it's so much easier. They give you one or two options. It is a coin flip for you out there. You right. Check a box of what you think. If you think Mr. Hopkins is going over, you check the box. If you think he's going under, you check the box. It is that easy. You select 10 matchups. You have two backup kickers, and you're in. I will tell you this. As Tony said, your odds of winning are much higher. Are you going to hit those miracle pots? Maybe not likely, but that's okay. Would you like to cash your five for $750? Check it out. Use the Shooting the Sportsish code down below. Tony will give it to you. It's a good time.
Yep, and the link's down in the bottom as well. But we're out of here, guys. Make sure you follow us on all social platforms at Shooting the Sportsish. Sincerely do subscribe, turn on alerts. We have a lot of content coming out every single day. Lots and lots of stuff. And the website, we are pumping out articles left and right here. We've now swallowed and eaten. Just like the W, Jameis will win this weekend and then eat. That is what That is what we've done with World Class Sports Betting. So we are actually doing some betting there now. We have a handful of guys getting into that. Vin, who I've been talking about on the show, he's doing fantasy sports with us. He's going to have articles and a podcast with Sleepers, Creepers, all sorts of stuff. So make us your hub, man, like for opinions, for wrestling opinions, for wrestling recaps, for Monday Night Football takeaways, for NBA offseason news, fantasy sports, betting, man, we got it all. There's no reason to look anywhere else. Forget about the mainstream guys. Come over here. Check out Shooting the Sports-ish. Love us. Please. We're so lonely in lockdown. Except me, because I'm in Texas. And Cam, because he's in Florida.
I'm lonely.
And Techers, because he's in Texas. There's like three of the 40 guys. Thank you for checking us out. We'll see you next time. I'm Tony. He's Tom. This is Shooting Sports. Goodbye.
What you doing?
Designing my new 2021 Nissan Kicks online in the Kicks Color Studio. I give each a special name. This one's electric blue, orange, red, white. I call it the gumball machine. You think it's me?
I feel like you're more of a red velvet guy.
Limitless possibilities with over 100 million available color combinations and Bose Personal Plus system in the boldly new 2021 Nissan Kicks. Bose is a registered trademark of the Bose Corporation. Color combinations include interior and exterior colors. Customization is an available feature subject to availability at participating Nissan dealers. See dealer for details.